We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are going to start today's program with a quote from a modern-day philosopher. I dabble slightly in philosophy, Max. I don't know that I've told you. This is the quote. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Said by Fat Joe and now said by Denton Day. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Tuesday. Appreciate you tuning in. We are live on YouTube as well. You can watch us there on the Team 980's YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Yesterday's price is not today's price. When we ended the show yesterday, Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee, and he said that Terry McLaurin wanted more than DK Metcalf. He said significantly more. We're just going to say more than DK Metcalf, who gets $33 million a year from Pittsburgh. A few hours after the show concluded, the Denver Broncos signed Courtland Sutton to a four-year extension, and the entire conversation changed. When we talked about Adam Schefter's reporting that Terry wanted just as much, if not more, than DK Metcalf, skepticism is what that was met with. Saying, I don't know. I like Terry. If you want to have a conversation about Terry being on the same plane, or same tier, rather, as DK Metcalf, I would entertain that conversation. I might lean in the direction of Terry. Not a massive lean, but a lean, because I think that DK Metcalf is a really good player as well. So if you want to lean in the direction of Terry, you can do that. Terry is definitely a better player than Courtland Sutton. There's no doubt in my mind about that. He ain't $10 million a year better than Courtland Sutton, though. When Sutton signs a four-year, $92 million extension, any bit of leverage, which admittedly was minimal, but any bit of leverage that the Commanders had, or that Terry McLaurin had, swung immediately back in the direction of the Commanders. Because Courtland Sutton is now getting in the neighborhood of about $23 million per year. As he enters his age 29 and 30 season, he turns 30 a month after Terry McLaurin. So he will spend at least a couple of weeks of the 2025 season at the age of 29 before he turns 30 in October. But he's about the same age as Terry McLaurin. And his numbers last year were very similar to that of Terry McLaurin. Now, if you take the numbers out of it, and you're not just looking exclusively at numbers, there's not a lot of people that are going to tell you that Courtland Sutton is better than Terry McLaurin. Nuances to the game, timing of some of these numbers, right? Terry had multiple game-winning touchdown receptions last season. Could have had another one if they didn't kick to Turpin against Dallas off of what was Hail Mary number two, although less of a Hail Mary, just late score. But you understand. You know the play. Everybody knows the play I'm talking about. Terry is better than Courtland Sutton. But how much better is he financially? Because I was running numbers. I tweeted this yesterday. You can follow me on Twitter at TheDentonDay. I tweeted this yesterday. If Courtland Sutton is getting $23 million per season, I could comfortably say that I would give Terry McLaurin at least 27 to 28, factoring in that I, one, just think that Terry is a better player, and two, understand that Terry is beloved here in Washington, and he is a part of what it means to be a Commander. Something that the front office and the coaching staff stressed to the moon last year when it talked about roster building. Throughout the course of the season when guys were stepping up, they talked about, oh, it's so great to have guys on this roster that are Commanders. So when you factor that Terry is what you want as a Commander, I would give him $27 to $28 million. Prior to the Courtland Sutton deal, I was thinking in the neighborhood of 30 to 31. Maybe 32, would not have gone higher than 32, would not have gone higher than DK Metcalf. I don't know the timing, I know the timing. I don't know who told Adam Schefter about that 33 number. Was it the team? Was it Terry's agent? If it was the team, this is a calculated strike of, we're going to say that he's asking for an insane amount of money, knowing that Courtland Sutton is not going to get anywhere near that amount of money, and there are some comparisons that you are going to make. In fact, there's more comparisons that you can make between Terry and Sutton than there is Terry and DK, especially based off of the age. So I don't know if that was Adam Peters and the front office giving Adam Schefter a little nugget of information, realizing that he goes on Pat McAfee. I think Schefter's a regular on Mondays. I don't really watch the Pat McAfee show, so I don't know. But I think he's a regular on Mondays. Knowing that Schefter's going to take this information, and even if he's not, you know he's going to take this information and go public with it anyway. If anything, he would just tweet the thing. But knowing that Schefter is going to run with this. So it could have been a calculated strike from the Commanders. It also could have been a calculated decision from the agent, Buddy Baker. If that was the case, you want to talk about egg on the face. You're looking like an idiot now.
Well, and that's the thing, is like the Eastern Motors presser ran about, I want to say, 20 minutes too long.
20 minutes, 25 minutes, something
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so it would be, if it was Buddy Baker that put this information out here, it would be a long line of decisions that have just kind of shot yourself in the foot.
And we don't know that it was Buddy, so I just want to be clear on that. This is
purely
not
speculative.
Like, hey, we think it was him, but I don't believe that Adam Schefter is just going to make up that particular number, that nugget of information, and just run with it without talking to somebody. He had to get that information from somebody. But this makes the team look really, really good. Because if you've been trying to pay him $25, $26, $27, $28 million, and they're dug in on this 33 number, you point to Courtland Sutton and say, well, if he's getting this and he's asking for this, why on earth are you asking for more than D? Like, there is nothing that Terry has statistically that would suggest he should be getting paid $33 million. Just because Pittsburgh was silly to sign DK Metcalf to that contract doesn't mean that you, as Washington, speaking from their perspective, that you, as Washington, also need to pay your guy that money. The worst thing that has happened, that I'm very glad that our organization is not falling for, is the constant need to reset the market. Like, there was a 4 or 5 year period where things got a little insane to the point where, like, a DK gets a $33 million. Like, you could argue when Justin Jefferson reset the market, he's a top two wide receiver in the NFL, he should reset the market. When CeeDee Lamb didn't quite reset the market but was in that echelon, you can point to CeeDee Lamb and the season he had just had, and as much as we don't like him, statistically you point to and say he is deserving of that particular contract. When Ja'Marr Chase reset the market after having a triple crown season, you're like, yeah, duh, best receiver in football, he deserves $40 million a year. DK getting that money was a little obtuse, little short-sighted from Pittsburgh. They just needed a wide receiver. At that point, while we didn't know for sure that Aaron Rodgers was going to go to Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure they had an idea that Aaron Rodgers was going to go to Pittsburgh. You got to get Aaron Rodgers a wide receiver, or else why the hell is he going to be there, right? So they're being a little obtuse with that. Adam Peters and the front office here realizing that just because they are overpaying doesn't mean we have to overpay. And this is why you hire an analytics team. You can take in the intangibles that Terry has as being a commander, but when Courtland Sutton gets $23 million a year, there's not a lot of statistical numbers that would suggest that Terry is $10 million per season better than Courtland Sutton. And you are not going to overpay your guy $10 million because of the intangibles. If it's, hey, we think he's $3 million better, but because he's been such a good steward to this franchise, because he's so impactful to this franchise, and the locker room qualities and traits that he has are so important, well, take that $3 million and we will add another $2 million or $1.5 million, something in that ballpark, to where he's getting $27 to $28 million. That would be something that I say, yes, that's the perfect way of doing this. He shouldn't be getting 33, but 28 is perfect. And if you're Terry and they're offering you $28 million, you would be foolish to not take the $28 million. And if you are the agent, Buddy Baker, and there's a $27 to $28 million offer on the table and you are not taking it, it is foolish to not take that offer. If it's $25 million and you're asking for 30, hoping to meet in the middle of 27, then keep this going on. This holdout, be in front of the fans, sign autographs, hey, look how important I am to this organization, to this fan base. If you're just trying to get it up from 25 to 27, keep going that route. Eventually, I think you could get $27 million. But if you're under the belief that this, hey, I'm going to walk out when practice is done, I'm going to sign autographs for 30 minutes in the blazing heat, I'm going to be out there, make sure I'm on camera doing all these things. If you're going to do all that in the hopes that you're getting $33 million, my brothers in Christ, you got to reevaluate your strategy, because that's not going to get you there. And at a certain point, there has to be a come to Jesus moment. I don't often side with the team with most things, but there has to be a come to Jesus moment with Terry McLaurin and his camp, and realize no matter how good you are this season, it doesn't matter. You could go for 2,000 yards. He won't, but you could go for 2,000 yards. No matter how good you are this season, there is not a better contract that is going to be waiting for you in terms of the AAV next year. There's not. You're going to be a 30-year-old wide receiver entering your age 31 season, and the potential of getting a contract better than what Washington is offering you, I can't imagine the Commanders are going to offer him a better contract next year than they would this year in terms of guarantees, in terms of AAV, because of what I just said. So then you would have to test the open market. There is not a team out there that is going to value Terry McLaurin as much as Washington would, that also presents him an opportunity to win. It's the unfortunate reality of the situation that he is in right now. The best deal is going to come from Washington because they're not trading you. And there's no one in the NFL right now, as much as people will blast our comment section on our YouTube, will blast my mentions on Twitter at the Denton Day, there is no team out there that is going to trade for Terry right now, give up any sort of legitimate asset, draft pick or player, to Washington and then immediately pay him more than what Washington has on the table while still being considered a contender. It's not going to happen. You can throw me the Patriots, Saints, I've seen like the Steelers, the Chargers. I don't take your pick. None of them are going to trade an asset that would make Washington be willing to give up Terry McLaurin and then pay Terry McLaurin more than what Washington is going to pay him in an extension. His best value is here because of the being a commander, because of the years that he has meant to this franchise. You leave and go somewhere else, that boost, that raise is not coming with a contract extension. And no one is going to pay, unfortunately, a 31-year-old guy $30 million per year. It's not going to happen. So there needs to be a real conversation. And again, we don't know what's on the table. Like, maybe Washington is lowballing him. Maybe they're also offering 4 years, $92 million. And if that's the case, the agent is in a good spot because Terry McLaurin, again, is better than Courtland Sutton and provide something to this particular organization that maybe Courtland Sutton does not to Denver. I don't know how he's loved in Denver. I have no idea. I'm not going to speculate on how Courtland Sutton is loved in Denver, but I know how Terry's loved here. So you have that in your back pocket to get a little bit more money than what Denver is giving Courtland Sutton, but you're not getting $10 million per year better than what Denver gave to Courtland Sutton. So I've been mentioning this Adam Schefter clip. If you missed it yesterday and you don't live vicariously on social media the way that I do, we're going to play it for you now just so you can hear what Adam Schefter said. This was Schefter on Pat McAfee yesterday talking about Terry and the desires of his new contract.
DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that, and I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington, you know, they're not there right now, and they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So they seem, these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today, and I don't know how they're going to get that resolved and figured out, but these things usually find a way of working themselves out over time. But as of today, I don't get the sense that anything's close.
I don't know if Adam Schefter knew that Courtland Sutton was going to be signed like an hour and a half, 2 hours after he said that. But he said that Terry wants more than DK Metcalf. He's not going to get more than DK Metcalf. DK is 2 years younger than him. You can look at the way that DK, his size and his speed, and say we can get something out of that. Unfortunately, Terry's like, DK is literally a behemoth. He's like 6'3", chiseled out of stone. Terry's like 6 foot. So there's a difference in that. But him getting $33 million, Terry is not going to get $33 million. And there is nothing between now and the start of the season that would make it so he is going to get $33 million. Because at this point, you are now, you know who he is as a player, and you're arguing numbers and contracts and how that works in the NFL, where he stands. And this Courtland Sutton, any hope that he had, which again, admittedly was not a lot, to surpass the DK Metcalf contract, any hope that Terry had just got completely speared by the Courtland Sutton deal. The question now becomes, how much should Terry McLaurin get? We know what Courtland Sutton's getting. We know what DK Metcalf is getting. There's a balance in between those two numbers. What should that number be? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I want your number on that. What you would pay Terry McLaurin if you were signing him to an extension today. 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well at The Denton Day. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Tweet me at the Denton Day. Our conversation right now with 301-230-0980. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin, knowing and taking into consideration the Courtland Sutton deal, 4 years, $92 million, that's 23 a year, and considering what Adam Schefter said yesterday, that he wants significantly more than DK Metcalf, who is getting $33 million a year? I'll give you my answer in a second. You can jump on the phones, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. 0980. Max, do you have a number in mind? What would you give Terry?
Yeah, so funnily enough, after the Courtland Sutton deal came out, I was home, I was sitting out back, and I did this exercise a little bit myself, and I just kind of, you know, we're throwing numbers out there. That's pretty much all we're doing. That's all negotiations are. So what I have right now for Terry, I haven't really decided on the term, whether it's 3 or 4 years, but I that's the general idea. The $35 million signing bonus would, you know, initially get a bunch of money in his pocket. 30 APY, so either a 3 year deal or 4 year deal worth either 90 or 120, with $75 million guaranteed. And again, just throwing numbers out there, but these are the numbers that, you know, my brain came up with that seemed reasonable.
So I did some math. And I would give him 27 a year.
Okay.
I go 4 years, 27 per. That's roughly about $108 million. And then of the guarantees, I would maybe guarantee a little extra. So Courtland Sutton got 4 years, $92 million, 41 guaranteed, which really is not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at a bunch of contracts, and I'll share some of this information after I take some calls here. But I was looking at a bunch of contracts, and the guaranteed number with most receivers is really not as high as you would have thought it would be. So he's getting 4 years, 92, 41. I would give Terry 4 years, 108, which is roughly 27 a year. And then I would guarantee probably about 60 to 65 million of that, fully guaranteed. Yeah. Say, hey, this is like for all the good stuff, the intangibles, we're fully guaranteeing you this. We want to make sure you retire as a Commander. And again, as I mentioned, he's not going to get a better deal than that next year. Even if it isn't exactly what he wants from a long-term perspective, like I get betting on yourself, and you know, Terry's story is great with that because he went to an Ohio State camp as a high school player. Urban Meyer said, I don't think you can catch very well. And then he caught like 1,000 balls. 2,000 balls, pause.
I thought it was 200 a day.
200 a day, right? Like something just insane. And then Urban Meyer was like, you put the work in, you bet on yourself, I'm gonna sign you. This situation is a little bit different because there are just age restrictions and the NFL is ageist. You know, cancel them for that if you want to, but they are ageist. What say you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How much would you give Terry McLaurin in a contract per season, considering what Courtland Sutton got and considering what DK Metcalf has got this offseason? Let's start with Bob in D.C. Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Myself, personally, Terry's a true number one receiver, so I'm looking around 31 to 32. You got to give him a million more than IU. And I'm on St. Brown just because they signed a year ago. So you don't have to go max DK Metcalf, because as we know, that's a team-friendly deal as far as the guarantees and everything that are in place. But I'm think a 31-32 is a sweet spot for me for Terry. I can't go below that because the other guys is below the 30 threshold, number two receivers. So if you want him less than 30, you might as well just trade him for Devontae Smith. If you think that he's less than a number two receiver, I'm not saying that. I'm just speaking hypothetically. You know, I think Terry's a true number one receiver. He's one of the top receiver, one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL. And one of the reasons is because of him. Not just saying just Jaden. He has a large part of us being a prolific offense. So I'm thinking 31-32. Terry needs an agent. I mean, we got a sports group, and I go to negotiate for him so we can get this deal done. I'm ready for the football. I'm not going to ask you, man.
Bob, I appreciate it. So I understand the perspective in which you're coming from. Brandon Ayuk got $30 million last year, but Brandon Ayuk just turned 27. That was his first extension. You got to remember, it's important to remember, this is Terry's second extension. So he had his first extension with the Ron Rivera era. We know about that, right? He signed it in June. He wants to be here. They got the deal done. That's the deal that he's playing off of now. Brandon Ayuk got his second extension last year. And that was $30 million per year. But the thing with Brandon Ayuk is that I do think is important to mention. Brandon Ayuk also had in 2023 a 1,300-yard season. Unfortunately, Terry McLaurin does not have that. Ayuk had 1,000 yards in 2022 and then 1,300 in 2023, with in 2023 Deebo Samuel missing some time. So he did kind of slide into the number one wide receiver role. And San Francisco understood that he's going to be our number one wide receiver for a long time to come, which is why they then traded Deebo Samuel here. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a completely different discussion, and this is not a discussion that is going to benefit Terry McLaurin in these contract talks, because Amon-Ra St. Brown had 1,200 yards last year, had 1,500 yards the year prior to that. He's had 22 touchdowns over the last two seasons. Amon-Ra St. Brown is not only a legit number one wide receiver, he is teeter-tottering on the idea of being a tier one wide receiver versus Terry McLaurin, who right now I would say is very much in the tier two. Like, if you look at tier ones as your Justin Jeffersons, Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown, maybe Tyreek Hill, though Tyreek Hill now probably not. CeeDee Lamb is in that conversation. I would say that Amon-Ra St. Brown is straddling the line between tier one and tier two, where Terry right now is a tier two wide receiver. That still puts him in the top 10 range, but you consider the age and how long this contract is going to be, and I don't think that they're going to give him $31 million. In fact, if they were offering $31 million and Terry McLaurin would be declining that right now, that would be relatively foolish from both him and his agent's perspective. 301-230-0980. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin based off of what we saw Courtland Sutton get yesterday? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Let's go to Jason in Laurel. Jason, what's going on?
Denton, what's up, man? Love that you're on this week. So to answer your question, I think his per year should be anywhere between 25 to 30 million. I mean, two of the points I'd like to make really quickly.
Yeah.
I love Terry. I'm 51. I've been a Redskins fan for a long time. I hate how Trent ended here, how Kurt ended here, how Art Monk ended here, how Brian Mitchell ended here. And I get how fans think, hey, we need to treat Terry the right way. Those situations are very different. One, it's a different group, different owner, different team name, different general manager and all that stuff. The other thing is, the market is very different. People need to understand this college player played out of college. None of the second round guys signed until like a day or two before camp. These people are going to start asking for more and more and more money. I actually think Peters is doing a good job, because I want Terry here, but I don't want to sign Terry to a ridiculous contract. And anything, in my opinion, over $30 million for him at his age and what he's given us would be a ridiculous contract. That being said, I would like him to be here, but you know, I don't think we should overpay him. And I hope Terry realizes that. And I hope the fans realize that, you know, you can't overpay for an aging receiver. Good teams don't do that.
You are correct, Jason. I agree with that, and I appreciate the call. You can't overpay for a wide receiver, especially considering the age. The age does become important when you start to throw around more than DK Metcalf. I think if you're just throwing around 30, like if you are under the assumption that he deserves $30 million a year, we can disagree on that, but I do still think in the realm of being fair that 30 is a number that is fair. Like T. Higgins got 28, but T. Higgins is definitively a number two wide receiver in Cincinnati. admittedly, if T. Higgins goes to probably 25 other teams, he is their number one wide receiver. Like, I think very, very highly of T. Higgins. But if you want to pay him, if Terry is saying I deserve at least a little bit more than T. Higgins, that is a conversation that I would at least entertain. But you can't give him $33 million the way that Adam Schefter reported or said, not reported, but said that he was asking for, wanting significantly more than DK Metcalf. One of the biggest Achilles heels in these discussions that Terry is going to have is that if you look over the course of his career, not just last season, but the course of his career, how many elite games does he have? The answer is not many. Like, if you consider an elite game to be $150 in multiple touchdowns, how many does he have? Not a lot. How many did he have last year? None. He had a couple multiple touchdown games, but he didn't have any game over 150 yards and multiple touchdowns. Now, he was really, really close in the Saints game. You could argue he was really, really close in the Pittsburgh game, but they're not going to pay you based off of close. I mean, the Saints game, if there was a couple balls that were maybe not as, you know, just a fingertip away, he might go over 200 yards and four touchdowns. And then his numbers, because in the Saints game, he caught seven balls for 73. If you add another two of those, because if you remember that, you know, Jaden had that one. We just overshot him a little bit. There was one where Terry couldn't quite grab it. And these were deep shots. Like, you're adding, if he connects on two of the three of those, or even just one of those, if he connects on one of those, you're adding another 60 yards and another touchdown, because he had that one, or he had two touchdowns in that Saints game. But you're adding another 60 yards and a touchdown, and 130 yards and three touchdowns is an elite game as a wide receiver, certainly. There's zero doubt about that. The problem is he does not have any legitimately elite games where he absolutely takes over. And everybody that is getting paid more than him right now, or at least in that echelon where he reportedly wants to be, has had at least an elite game or two and recently. So even though he was much better and he felt that, like, the whole offense felt like it ran through him a little bit more in 2025, not fully, obviously Jaden was the cog that made this wheel go, but even though it felt like it ran through him a little bit more and he had these 13 touchdowns, it never felt like he was a legitimate game wrecker, and he's asking to be paid like a legitimate game wrecker. And if you're going to ask for that, you better have a good number to back that up. And unfortunately, there are no numbers that exist right now that would justify him being paid $33 million or significantly more. $28 million, those numbers exist. I think you can easily say $28 million, $27 million. If you want to say 30, you might stretch it a little bit, but then you can factor in some intangibles about how great he is to the organization, what it means to be a commander for the locker room, things that this front office and the coaching staff have all stressed over the last year and change since they have been here. But $33 million, there's no number that is going to suggest he deserves $33 million based off of the guys who are getting that, who have certain numbers that Terry, unfortunately, does not. Let's go to Steve in Columbia. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah, I'll just be glad when this is done. But I think the fair number is actually $30 million. And we have to look at Terry's value on this team, because I think if you take Terry away from this team, there's a big void that I don't think can be filled. And I hear all this stuff like, as long as you have Jaden, you don't have to worry about that. But I think you do have to worry about that, because even when Terry was here, sometimes there were problems getting him the ball. So I say $30 million is fair. I think he is better than Metcalf. Metcalf, we can say, was overpaid. I think he is better than T. Higgins. And I think he's below Brown. And as far as his age is concerned, we have to look at it straight up. He's unique. He doesn't get hurt. And his injury history isn't like some of these other guys. So I'd think 30. I'd leave it at that, 30.
Steve, I appreciate the call. That's a good call. Availability is what is going to separate him. Here's the thing with the T. Higgins conversations. T. Higgins had 911 yards last season, but he did not play the entire season. He played 12 games. He had 911 yards, including that Denver game, which I think was on a Thursday. No, that was on a Saturday when they were doing Saturday games. The game against Denver that Cincinnati needed to win, T. Higgins was legitimately unstoppable. He caught 11 passes, 131 yards, three touchdowns, and one of them was a game-winning touchdown. If you can show me a game where Terry has been legitimately unstoppable like that, now he's getting a lot of man coverage, yes, because Ja'Marr Chase is on the other side. And if you're picking your poison there, you're going to say, we're going to let T. Higgins beat us, not Ja'Marr Chase. But when you're looking at T. Higgins' numbers last year, you need to take into consideration that he played five games less than Terry McLaurin did. So the numbers specifically would be significantly higher. And he is getting 28.75. So just a hair under $29 million per year. Also with T. Higgins, he would have been on his second year on the franchise tag this year, which would have been a fully guaranteed, I think, $26.5 million. So Cincinnati did, in a way, save themselves a little bit of money by not making that fully guaranteed number on the franchise tag. And you can kind of spread that out, lower the cap hit a little bit, which in theory was then helped with the Ja'Marr Chase contract, lowering his cap. And then they have not signed Trey Hendrickson, which you would think that would have been the way that that went. But I'm not here to general manage Cincinnati. I'm just talking about our team. So T. Higgins is also in an interesting situation because he is really, really good, but he just plays opposite of Ja'Marr Chase. Terry does not have that. And I do think what Steve mentioned needs to be circled, highlighted, written in bold. If you take Terry off of this offense, the offense does get worse. And your objective should be, in year two with a rookie quarterback and realizing that this is going to be the final year that you have all of the great offensive coaches that you have. Cliff Kingsbury, David Blau, Tevita Pritchard, one, if not two, if not potentially three of those guys, all three of them, are going to be on different teams next year, assuming the season goes really well this year. Most of them got interviews for other positions, some of which being promotions, all of which being promotions. But Cliff, you know, potentially being a head coach in this league, with Blau and Pritchard, they were getting offensive coordinator interviews, or at least slight promotions like passing game coordinators and things of that nature. If this season goes really well, all three of them are going to get that, going to run through that cycle again, and it's very unlikely that you will keep all three of them. So you should not make the offense worse in year two of Jaden Daniels, understanding that this is going to be the final year where you get all of these great coaches around you. The objective is not to make Jaden's life harder. The objective is to make Jaden's life easier. Could he go out there and play Superman? He certainly could. Do we want to see Jaden Daniels go out there and play Superman? Absolutely not. It was fun last year. That should not be the normal, because we've seen in years past with other quarterbacks, when you ask the quarterback to be Superman, what happens is they start a podcast called Fourth and One, and then we debate whether they're better than Jalen Hurts or not, right? Like, we saw that with Cam Newton to an extent. We saw that with Andrew Luck. How did his career end? Not very well. Not on the most positive note, because he was tired of doing everything. So you don't want to make Jaden Daniels be Superman on a week-in, week-out basis, on a year-in, year-out basis. So you can't lose Terry McLaurin. You got to have him at least for this season, but you want him to be as locked in as possible. And I think paying him and then keeping him around, because the other thing is, it's not like they have a wide receiver right now that's kind of waiting in the wings to take over as wide receiver one. Even if Debo is great this year, I don't know that he's going to be your long-term wide receiver one. There's nobody else, and do not get me started. As much as I loved talking to him, if you think that Ja'Cory Brooks is going to be a dominant wide receiver for years to come, you are entitled to that opinion, but there's been nothing to showcase that. He was an undrafted free agent. I know everyone's falling in love with him. He was an undrafted free agent. He's not just going to walk in and be a superstar wide receiver for years to come. So you got to keep Terry here for at least a couple of years. I personally don't want to do the franchise tag thing. We did that with Kirk Cousins. It sucked with Kirk Cousins. I want Terry to be here long-term and locked in. This is getting a little convoluted, though, with some of these numbers that are tossed around. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What would you pay Terry McLaurin in an extension based off of the numbers that we saw Courtland Sutton get yesterday? Jay is in Columbia. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, Denton. I think Adam Peters should keep his option open for looking for some trade options for who he can get in exchange for Terry. Somewhere in the Jackson Smith and Gedway type player. You got a guy who's on a four-year, $14 million contract. He had big productivity. My concern, I really like Terry, but my concern is that if you don't give him what he wants, is he going to be just a negative presence on the team? I mean, he seems like a pretty classy guy. The other thing, too, is you kept talking about the number of times he got caught from behind by the defense on some long runs. That's not going to get any easier for him as he continues to get older. What are your thoughts?
So I understand what you're getting at with the Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, that contract is a very team-friendly contract in Seattle. As far as it relates to getting caught from behind, he did get caught from behind in that Cincinnati game. Obviously, that Cleveland play where he got caught from behind on that deep throw on, I think it was either the first or second drive from Jaden. It was a beautiful throw. It was a beautiful catch. But he also showcased later in the season in Detroit running away from guys, and in Philadelphia running away from guys. So you did see a little bit of getting caught from behind, but you also saw, you know, running away from the defense and really running through contact, at least with that Detroit one, right? That was a screen where he kind of burst through a contact, and then he is off to the races for 66 yards. So I think you saw a little bit of both with that. The issue with trading Terry is that at this point, you're a little late. If you wanted to move on from him, the best opportunity would have been to move on from him prior to the NFL draft. So you can maximize his value and then replace him. Right now, there's no one that's going, like, Seattle is not going to trade you Jaxon Smith-Njigba now. They're not going to do it. There's no one that's going to give you a valuable asset that you think would make this offense better or even come somewhat close to replacing the productivity of Terry. No one's going to give you that now. Even draft pick wise, no one's going to give you a great draft pick now. Even if they do, what are you going to do with a draft pick in July? It doesn't do you much for the 2025 season because you have to consider if Terry's going to get traded, he's going to want to get paid by that team. So who's going to give up an asset to then give up, you know, potentially $30 million per season to pay Terry McLaurin? They're not doing that for Trey Hendrickson. He led the league in sacks. Terry is a good wide receiver, but he didn't lead the league in anything last year other than like contested catches, but you're not giving a guy $31 million because he's really good at contested catches. You're just not going to do that, especially if you are not Washington. Like, all of the great will that he is built up over the course of his career here and being a commander and being a guy that is loved by the fan base, that doesn't exist anywhere else. You know, he doesn't have that in New England. He doesn't have that in Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, just some of the teams that have been rumored. You mentioned Seattle. He doesn't have that in Seattle. All that goodwill, that great will does not exist elsewhere. So his best place to get paid is here. He's not going to get any more money anywhere else than he will right here. As far as him being a distraction, if he doesn't get paid, I think once the season starts, the main thing is going to be the main thing. I do not foresee Terry being a locker room cancer that would be vastly against what his personality has been over the course of his career here in Washington. So I do not think that's going to happen. Once the season starts, I do believe he's going to be locked in, contract or no contract. I'm just hoping we don't have to cross that bridge and the season starts with a contract. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll continue to take some of your phone calls. How much would you pay Terry McLaurin in an extension, knowing that Courtland Sutton, similar age, similar production, got $23 million per year? More of your phone calls on the other side. Tej Seth is going to join us at 11, talk some analytics and how you would view Terry from an analytical perspective. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, here's what's happening on this Tuesday, July 29th. Emmanuel Clase has been placed on paid leave as part of the latest MLB gambling probe. He becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to the investigation, joining Luis Ortiz. According to the Akron Beacon, Clase will be out until at least August 31st. And not great news for Terry McLaurin. After Broncos wide receiver Courtland Sutton signed a four-year extension yesterday worth $92 million, about $23 million a year. He's the same age as Terry going into the season. And in 2024, McLaurin just had 15 more yards than Sutton and 5 touchdowns. Colts left tackle Bernard Raimann signs a 4-year, $100 million deal that keeps him in Indy through the 2030 season. Some more O-line news. Commanders announce that guard Nate Herbig has retired after 7 seasons in the NFL. Deion Sanders announced yesterday that he has beaten cancer. The Colorado head coach underwent a procedure to remove his bladder after doctors discovered a tumor. Since the surgery, it has been reported that there have been no traces of cancer and that Deion will be coaching in 2025. The Nats, they win their third straight by a score of 2-1 over the Astros. Riley Adams with the lone home run of the ball game. They continue their series against Houston tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dende sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. 7 minutes from now, Tej Seth going to be on with us. He's a football analytics, I would go so far as to say, guru. So we'll get an analytical breakdown of Terry McLaurin and this Washington offense without Debo and maybe what we can expect in 2025 with the addition of Debo Samuel and some of the additions to the running back room. We talked a little bit yesterday about Bill, also known as Ja'Cory Crooksy Merritt. It is very fun, Max, just to kind of see pushback might not be the right word, but like a little bit of the pushback because we're so excited about this rookie that has never played. And when you tweet something about being excited about a guy that's never played, you are very quickly met with a, well, he's never played in the NFL before. Why are you so excited? Kind of a deal. That dichotomy is always fascinating. I do think this offense, once Terry McLaurin gets signed, is going to be really, really fun to watch because of the additions of Debo Samuel. And you know, a lot of the guys who are out at camp, and Ben Standing is going to join us today. He didn't join us yesterday, but he will join us today. From what I was told, a lot of the stuff today at camp was maybe not as good for the offense for the second day in a row. They struggled yesterday in terms of the passing game and a little bit of the running game. Well, apparently it was more of the same today out there. There were some more fans out there. It's day two in pads. I don't know that we've seen anything about Terry being out there yet, but I'm sure. I also don't know if practice is over yet. Now that they have pads on, the practices tend to go a little bit longer than they do without pads. It's also hot as hell outside. You know where else it's hot, Max?
Right here, buddy.
In this studio. The AC is broken on one of the hottest days of the year. So if anybody wants to send, you remember those commercials from back in the day? It was like a Coors Light commercial where it's a bunch of like regular workers, construction workers. There's like some 9-to-5ers walking around a city. Doesn't say which city, just a city, and it's hot.
and then the Coors Light train comes through and everybody's day is saved.
Need the silver bullet to.
If somebody wants to be our personal Coors Light train, let me know. Find me on Twitter at TheDenDay. It's hotter than hell. What is it? 82 degrees? Is that 80, what that says?
It was 82 when I walked in, and Brian is reporting that it is now 83.
83. So the temperature is rising, and not in a good way. But we are going to push through. We're professionals. I got some cold water. And literally, you walk through the door of the studio, it's hot. You walk out the door, and it's like regular temperature.
Literally night and day.
It's, I get it, day? Anyway. Good pun there. I don't know if that was an intentional pun, but good pun.
I got you.
We're going to talk with Tez Sheth coming up shortly. We'll have Ben at 12. I want to know if there is an issue with the offense right now, what is that issue? Because if it is Terry McLaurin and the absence of Terry and some of the guys playing wide receiver just not being Terry, well, maybe that's a point of leverage for his team. It's not going to drastically impact the contract. It's not if they're negotiating a $27 million contract. You're not going to point and say, well, everyone else on the team can't get separation. Give us another $6 million per year. Not how that's going to work, but I am going to be curious. I haven't seen anything. I'm scouring the internet now. Is Terry out there? Is his agent out there? Because his agent has been around the past 2 days. He's been around because I'm sure he is talking to people inside of the building, negotiating and seeing if they can get to some sort of resolution. Albeit we've been told for the past 2 days that nothing is remotely close. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denday sitting in for Kevin. Tez Sheth on the other side. An analytical breakdown of what Terry brings to this offense and just what to expect from this offense in 2025. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.